Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. A new Serenity Lounge on North Downer Avenue on Milwaukee's beautiful east side is the third boba tea shop for Manny Singh, but the only one with a liquor license. Kind of an interesting twist here. Manny joins us in studio today. Kind of a follow-up on our last conversation. And as we look at recruitment and retention of college students in the area, sometimes you get to a school and you decide, well, this isn't for me, but I'm going to launch off and dive into the world of entrepreneurship. And that's what Manny did, as he kind of took a look at, you know, what's happening in this boba tea market space. Manny, what got you into boba tea? And first, like, tell us what boba tea is all about.
Yeah. So boba tea has been around for quite a while, right? So the issue with this being in Wisconsin is Milwaukee kind of was a little late on the trend. Mm-hmm. So when people ask such as yourself right now, what is boba tea? That's something I still have to explain to this day.
Yeah.
So boba tea is almost a dessert type of drink is how I like to see it. Even though, you know, you can kind of alter it however the way you want, is the biggest sell of it is the boba, which the traditional boba is the tapioca pearls that a lot of folks see in the drinks, the black chewy ones, which some people get thrown off by, but some people live by, you know?
Yeah.
So you have the options of any teas or any beverage options, whether it's smoothies, slushies, teas, and then you have different toppings, whether it's the traditional tapioca pearls, whether it's the burstings, the fruit jellies, and all that. So it's just a fun way to enjoy a drink while having just a little bit more weight to it than just a regular refreshing beverage.
Yeah, and the growth in the boba tea market has really come fast and furious in the last couple of years. What do you see in the future? I mean, obviously, the big players now are all in the boba tea space, too. But there's a lot of independents like yourself that, hey, this is what we lead with and this is what we do really well.
Oh, yeah. No, I think the word I got to start off with is oversaturation at this point. Mm-hmm. So like I was saying, Milwaukee was a little late to it. We had a couple in the mall. We had little kiosks for boba. Okay. But I was one of the first designated dine-in experiences. Because we opened up in 2019, end of the year, right before COVID.
Okay.
So everyone knows that experience. And then for about 2.5-ish years, I would say it was pretty stagnant. And now you look, you go outside, there's a boba place just about every block, I would say, honestly, if you look downtown or east side and things like that. So the trend is still growing, and each boba shop does bring a little bit difference to them. Just a little bit identity for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But in the future, in terms of growth, I mean, it's like there's only so much you can have where boba is boba. You have to bring something to it.
Right.
And it can still grow, but you have to really innovate it to make sure you stand out.
Well, and like any business, you got to continue to take those risks and add additional elements to incent the customer to come in. Are you seeing more and more shifts in terms of consumer preferences, ordering habits, in terms of, is this a health and wellness play on the boba tea side?
So the way I saw boba always first when I originally got into it is like, it's a fun drink. You're not coming here necessarily to have a healthier lifestyle. But when you think about it and the way the ingredients are made and how the way you order is, you can alter things. You can lower the sweetness levels. You can just use base tea so that way you're not adding other fruit concentrates or fruits to cut back on your sugar. But again, the way I always envisioned it is like, I want people to just come here to enjoy something. You know, like obviously health is a big concern and consumers, like you're saying, are shifting towards that trend.
Yeah.
And we make sure we are able to provide that. But my vision is always, I want this something where people see it in terms of just pure enjoyment.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going in and I'm ordering my drink, I'm not necessarily saying how many grams of sugar are in that drink. Yeah. But if I look at it afterwards, I'm like, whoa, 52 grams of sugar. I don't want that.
Yeah. So like I said, there's so many options, especially when it comes to boba. I think that's the beauty of it. Everyone's favorite drink can differ widely. Some people like to go towards the blended drinks where, you know, it has a lot more sugar in it because of the fruits that you're adding in. Some people just like a little bit more of a basic tea where it's just the right amount of fruit concentrate added to maybe just a jasmine tea where you're getting just minimal amount. So it does differ person to person. Like, you know, if you ask me, I'm like, pump it up. Let's go.
Manny Singh is the owner of Serenity. You have two locations, 14th and Wells, at Marquette's campus, another one at Bayshore Town Center, and your new one on Milwaukee's east side. When we come back, we're going to talk about the differences in terms of investments, demographics, as you decide, all right, how should I expand my business? What are the risks and what are the opportunities? This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We're joined in studio by Manny Singh. Manny's the owner of Serenity Boba Tea, big business across the entire Midwest and growing quickly here in southeastern Wisconsin. So, Manny, you have three locations now. You have one on Marquette's campus, one at Bayshore Town Center. Bayshore, obviously, a mall concept, so a little different dynamics there in terms of generating business. But your new spot is in the former Chancery space. Chancery closed, I think, in 2007. So a long time ago, but listeners and fans know, hey, we know the Chancery name. It was this iconic restaurant there. You're in one half of that. As you looked at kind of assessing the opportunity and risk to open on Milwaukee's east side, what did that look like to you?
Yeah, so when I was first presented the space, they showed me the whole spiel, all 4,500 square feet. I was like, yeah, there's no way I can tackle this on. So with the landlord, we worked a way to demise it. And actually, originally, I only wanted roughly 1,400 feet. And the reason was I didn't even have the idea of a liquor incorporation into it.
Okay.
So I was going to bring in just like the Serenity brand with the boba side of things and make that just look nice and pretty for Downer, because Downer's a great, gorgeous avenue.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring that there. Then I thought of the idea because I was looking at the foot traffic and the way the businesses are. I was like, you know what? A liquor license would be quite interesting and add a whole new twist to the business.
Mm-hmm.
So once that happened, I actually took on another 200 feet once the liquor license was in process. From there on, I realized this is going to be a much bigger project. So after I signed the lease, took on the project, got the liquor license, I was like, okay, maybe this isn't what I originally thought. So the investment side of things actually kind of kept growing a little bit more and more once I realized what can make this business successful. So I would say now, compared to like the other locations, this is fivefold of what I was expecting originally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, that's what happens. You plan your work and you work your plan and things change. Yep. But I mean, if you look at, and I'm sure you're budgeting out all your locations, you have rising food costs, you have rising operational costs, labor costs. How do you manage those challenges, especially that you're kind of in startup phase with one of your locations, but you got two established locations?
Yeah. So when I originally started, I mean, I would say, you know, it's only been 5-6 years, and you look at it, 5-6 years was a huge time. The environment that we are in now versus from then on, even in terms of labor costs, the mindset that most people have when they're looking for jobs is very different. No one's going to take on minimum wage anymore. It's just not possible, and which is fair. You know, I believe it really is. So the way I see it is now labor costs have to go up and I have to adapt to that. So the way I was, I also tried to help in and work as much as I can to help offset those costs. Because, you know, as a small business owner, you have
exactly,
to. That's one of the biggest ways you can.
Yep.
And then on the other side of things, you have the increased food costs. So now we saw COVID, we saw shipping increases, we saw a lot of supply chain management, and that's when we saw our biggest jump in costs.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, I actually haven't raised much, which, I mean, as we, if anyone watches the news, we all know some things are going to be happening. And with, you know, boba being an origination of Taiwan, so a lot of this stuff comes from overseas.
Yeah.
Things are going to change up a little bit. So,
yeah, I mean, there's real impacts. You got to keep your eye on what potential impacts tariffs could have on some of your key ingredients.
So, yeah, I had a conversation with my supplier just 2 days ago. He's like, we're going to have a talk soon to kind of see how these things pan out. So, like you're saying, it's something that's, you know, it's in real time. It's going to affect not just me, but you know, everyone. So,
Manny Singh is the owner of Serenity. Finally, Manny, how are you differentiating your business from the other local competition and some of the other chain stores that are, you know, in that market now? There is boba tea everywhere. What do you do each and every day to kind of make sure that you're standing out in the crowd?
Yeah. So like I was saying earlier, you know, each boba tea shops that have opened, you know, there's been numerous, they always bring just a little bit of difference. For example, we have some bringing fried chicken, some bringing in donuts, some bringing in ramen. Me, I never had the cooked food side of things because it was an operation. I knew, you know, I know my limitations. I know that there's some things I am good at, some things I'm not. So what I thought was, how can I add this? And the liquor license, I think, was a huge twist to it, because not only is it just a, you know, addition of liquor, it's a whole new twist, innovation, experimentation on cocktails themselves.
Yeah.
So you have your cocktails, but now if you like boba, if you like that fun stuff, we're going to have that for you. We're going to have that new things. And then obviously we're going to cater to people who just want an old fashioned or things like that.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, now you have kids here that are coming with their families. Everyone just has something. We have shakes, smoothies, slushies, just anything anyone can want when they come to a destination where they want to just sit down and relax. We'll make sure we're catering to that.
Very good. From the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line, which is 855-616-1620. From the 414, we have somebody, Manny, as we close out here. Please, please, please put a boba tree place in Franklin. So there's your next location as you're looking. But come on, give us some time to get the Milwaukee East Side location up and running. Manny Singh is the owner of Serenity. You're listening to The Upswing. This is WTMJ.